Soldiers suspected of leading the abuse of detainees at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison appeared in a military courtroom today in Fort Hood, Texas. Specialist Charles Grainer faces charges of, among other things, assault, mistreatment of prisoners, and committing indecent acts. The charges were launched after a number of photographs were made public that showed Grainer and others humiliating prisoners. NPR's Jackie Northam was in the courtroom today and joins us from Fort Hood. Jackie, this was a pretrial hearing for Charles Grainer. What was being argued in court?
Well, there were really just a couple of motions argued today, Melissa. Defense lawyers filed one motion asking that the charges against Specialist Grainer be dismissed because of unlawful command influence. In other words, they're arguing that statements made by President Bush and other senior military officials shortly after this scandal broke could taint the jury pool. At the time, the president and others were saying that Grainer and the six other soldiers allegedly involved in the abuse were un-American. They were rogue soldiers and disloyal to their uniform. Now, the jury is made up of military personnel, and the defense argues that jurors would presumably go along with this type of characterization. Otherwise, he or she could also be considered disloyal or un-American. The judge and Grainer's defense attorney went around and around on this for about an hour and a half, and finally the judge said no. He's going to deny the motion, but it could be reopened once the trial starts and lawyers begin questioning jurors about their neutrality.
You mentioned senior military officials. Will Charles Grainer's defense be calling any of those to the stand?
Well, they're trying. Today, the defense filed a motion asking that the government produce Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez to testify at Grainer's trial. Sanchez was the highest-ranking U.S. officer in Iraq. Grainer's lawyers say that their client was following orders that came through the chain of command, and the defense wants Sanchez to explain what the policies were. In their arguments today, the defense said that around the time the abuse started, insurgents in Iraq had increased the level of attacks on U.S. troops, and so there was this urgent need for intelligence, and therefore interrogations became more aggressive. The defense says that Sanchez issued several memos on the rules of interrogation and interrogation techniques, and defense made it clear that they don't think Sanchez did anything wrong. It was more along the lines that by the time his orders trickled down to the men at Abu Ghraib, they had become distorted, and that what was okay to do to prisoners and what was not okay became blurred. But Melissa, the judge didn't buy the argument that Sanchez needed to be in court to explain all this, and he denied that motion as well.
So without the testimony of General Sanchez, then what would the defense try to do to prove this theory that essentially Charles Grainer was following orders that had been sanctioned by higher-ups?
Well, the judge did allow that one of General Sanchez's staff could appear to testify at Grainer's trial. His name is Major William Ponce, and he's with military intelligence. Now, Ponce wrote an email that he sent out to quite a number of military personnel, which in turn was forwarded on to many more people. And it said that the gloves are coming off regarding interrogations and that they would break the detainees. And Major Ponce could help defense show this trickle-down theory, that by the time his email got to Grainer's direct superiors, there was almost a sense that it was okay to do whatever it took to get intelligence from the detainees. So the judge has given the defense Major Ponce. The problem is that Major Ponce, like many other soldiers and officers involved in this scandal, will invoke what is the military equivalent of taking the fifth. So the judge can compel him to talk, but only by granting him immunity.
Mm-hmm. Jackie, Charles Grainer was in court today. Tell us, please, about his demeanor.
Well, he appeared very confident and relaxed, and he said he was confident that everything was going to come all right, and he was sure the truth would come out, although he wouldn't say what the truth is. But he also reiterated that he was just following orders, and that goes back to being told to soften up the detainees before military intelligence went in to interrogate them.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Fort Hood, Texas. Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.